He wants this to be over. He did not know what he was getting into when he got me. Nor did anyone. Queen Philomen's entire reign was marked by battle. Under her, the capital city was overrun by warriors. She built longships and plundered the coastal villages of every nation-state, except for that of her king consort. But now, all that was over. 8 years of brutal warrior rule. A short reign, even by War Queen standards, but the island was exhausted by it nonetheless. War Queens were glory and intimidation, protection. It was not only her husband who was relieved when the goddess sent the queen her triplets. She strained as another pain struck her, and she turned her knee to see more blood darken the bedding. "You are doing well," the midwife lied. But what did she really know? She was young and new in service at the Black Cottage. A poisoner by gift, and therefore a clever healer. But though she had aided in many births, there was no true preparation for the birth of queens. "I am," Philomen agreed, and smiled. "It is like a war, queen, to bleed so much, but I still think I will die of this." The midwife dipped the cloth back into the cool water and wrung it out, ready, in case Philomen should let her use it. Perhaps she would. After all, who would see? To the island, a queen was effectively dead once her triplets were born. The horses to take her and Louis to their river barge and onto their ship were already saddled and waiting. And once gone, Philomen and Louis would never return. Even the doting little midwife would forget her the moment the babies were out. She put on a show of caring, but her only aim was to keep Philomen alive long enough to bear the triplets. Philomen glanced at the table of herbs and clean black cloths, jars of potions to dull the pain. All refused, of course. There were knives upon it as well, to cut the new queens free, should the old one prove too weak. Philomen smiled. The midwife was a small, meek thing. Her trying to slice them out might be a feat worth watching. The pain passed, and Philomen sighed. "They are in a hurry," she said, "as I was. In a hurry since I was born to make my mark. Perhaps I knew I would have a short time to do it in, or perhaps it was the strain of rushing that shortened my life. You came from the temple, did you not? Before serving in solitude here?"
"I trained there, my queen, at the temple in Prynne, but I never took the oaths."
"Of course not. I can see that there are no bracelets marked into your arms. I am not blind." She strained again, and more blood gushed forth. The pains were coming faster. The midwife grasped her by the chin and pulled her eyelids back.
"You are weakening?"
"I am not."
Philomen fell back on the bed.
She placed her hands atop her great, distended belly in a near-motherly gesture. But she would not ask about the baby queens. They were not hers to wonder about. All belonged to the goddess and the goddess alone.
Philomen struggled back up onto her elbows, a look of grim determination set on her face.
She snapped her fingers for the midwife to take her place between her knees.
"You are ready to push," the midwife said. "It will be all right. You are strong."
"I thought you just said I was weakening," Philomen grumbled.
The first queen born was born silent, breathing, but she did not even cry when the midwife slapped her across the back. She was small and well-formed and very pink for such a hard, messy birth. The midwife held her up for Philomen to see, and for a moment, queen's blood flowed between them through the connection of the cord.
"Leonine,"
Philomen said, giving the little queen her name.
"A naturalist."
The midwife repeated it aloud and took the baby away to be cleaned and placed in a bassinet, then covered in a blanket of bright green and embroidered with flowers. It was not long before the next baby came, screaming this time and with tiny clenched fists.
"Isadora,"
the queen said, and the baby wailed and blinked her wide black eyes.
"An oracle."
"Isadora,"